This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. There's a lot of high school playoff action going on around the state right now, with perennial powerhouses hoping to add to their treat basket of state championships and some underdog upstarts looking to pull off a trick against the favorites. Here to give us an overview and in-depth look at some of the intriguing storylines is VPR sports correspondent Andy Gardner. And Andy, great to have you with us
again. Always happy to be with you, Mitch.
Now, you've been writing about the CVU Division I boys soccer team, again looking for a state title. No surprise there. CVU, always a top dog in soccer, but there is something different this year, and it's about the coach. Why is this a notable storyline?
Well, this is the first season for Katie Mack being the head coach of CVU boys, which is a first in the state of Vermont. She was the boys coach at BFA Fairfax from 2006 to 2012, and at that time became the first woman to coach a boys varsity high school team in Vermont. She was very successful. She's a very accomplished coach, but she left BFA in 2013 to accept a teaching position at CVU and was out of coaching for a year. But after the 2013 season, T.J. Mead, the last in a long line of very successful Red Hawk coaches, stepped down and the position opened up. Katie Mack applied and was a unanimous choice of the selection committee to take over. And she has stepped in this year without missing a beat and has led the Red Hawks to the semifinals today against South Burlington for a spot in Saturday's championship game.
Now, South Burlington, didn't they defeat CVU in the regular season earlier this year?
Yeah, CVU is the number one seed this year. Dave Martin has done a really great job with a veteran group of Rebels, and they beat CVU 1-0 on a goal with 28 seconds remaining. So today's semifinal should be a really neat rematch.
The playoffs are underway for teams of all divisions. What have been some of the early upsets? And there have been some.
The number ones have been knocked out in a number of divisions, both boys and girls. Lake Region had top-ranked teams in both sides, both genders, and they got knocked out. But perhaps the nicest upset story just came yesterday when Hazen defeated Leland and Gray in the Division III semifinals. Hazen is a number 9 seed, and they're going to be playing in the title game for the first time since Ronald Reagan was president.
Wow, going way back there. So that is definitely an upset. Now let's talk about the Division I girls title. Who's in the running for that?
Well, once again, CVU girls, Soccer Central, they're back in business. They're going for their fourth consecutive state title. They've outscored opponents by an overwhelming margin this year. They've just rolled like a big wheel, and they've won 15 consecutive playoff games. And once again, they're the standard to meet on Saturday. They're going to play Burlington, which had a nice victory over Mansfield in the semifinals to earn their spot.
Yeah, Burlington had a tight win there. The Seahorses had a very tough loss last year, so this was a bit of redemption for
them.
Yes,
this has really been a nice story for the Seahorses to get back to the finals.
And also on the boys' side, Division II, Rice Memorial having a rather nice season.
Yes, they're the top seed, and they actually had a win over CVU this year. Matt Gazo is in his second year as coach. They went 10-6-1 last year, the Green Knights, and thought that they had all the pieces in place for a title run this year, and that's just how it's played out. They defeated Green Mountain Valley School yesterday, 4-2 in the semifinals with Hussein, one of their star offensive players, contributing 2 goals. So they're back in the title game for the first time since they won it all in 2002. And it looks like a memorable season for Rice.
And so Rice Memorial will go on to play who in the final for the
title?
They're
going to play third-seeded Woodstock, which edged number 2 U32 1-0 in yesterday's semifinals.
A lot of great soccer action to look at as we get ready for Halloween. Andy Gardner, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, always my pleasure, Mitch.